843 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. As Galesburg's Morning News continues, Will Stevenson in for Tom Meredith. Tom will be back tomorrow morning. Normally, if I again may be so shameless, normally here with Galesburg's Evening News weeknights from 5 to 6, but glad to be filling in this morning. Glad to be joined in studio by Stephanie Hilton, the Director of Advancement with Carl Sandburg College. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're talking to me this morning about a big, 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 big giveaway. I joked about an hour ago that yesterday was the anniversary of the debut of The Price is Right. This is almost better than that. You could pretty much go anywhere around the world thanks to Carl Sandburg College.
That's right. We have a huge fundraiser coming up a week from Saturday on September 16th. We do not do big fundraising events like this for the college often.
Well, what the heck?
It takes, you know, a lot of time, and we just don't have the staff power. But we felt like it was definitely necessary because we're celebrating our 50th anniversary of the college this year. So that's why our fundraiser is titled 50 Trips for 50 Years. So we actually have 50 different trips we'll be auctioning off both live and silent that night.
How'd you decide that this was going to be the way you were going to do it up, if you will, for the 50th anniversary?
Well, I have a foundation board of about 20 people, and they came together a year ago now and brainstormed this idea. And so we've been working on it for almost 18 months now. So it's been a long time coming, and we're really excited to offer these different trips. We have a lot of local places as well for people that don't want to go too far away, but we wanted to promote our alumni and local establishments that we have in our district.
Absolutely. So this money that is raised and is going to the foundation here, what does it go to, and what are kind of the needs that are served with it?
Sure. So it's actually called the Annual Fund, which doesn't really have a big fancy title, but it serves a lot of different things across our entire district for us directly to the students. So it might be scholarships if a student comes in and has a dire need that they need help with that's preventing them from continuing their education. We have a mini grant program for our faculty and staff that want to try new ideas. But as we know, the budget's getting tighter every year. So this allows them to apply for those grants, and then we can give them grant dollars every year to kind of try things out and see how they're working. I mean, we also have a program for our students. If they have an emergency situation, they can come in and talk to us, and we're able to help them out that way. So it's a wide variety. And then, of course, things pop up that we don't even know are going to pop up. And so this money allows us to address those needs.
You mentioned some of those. And the one thing I've been thinking of lately, at least in terms of the foundation, is the Gale Scholars Program. And how they've really kind of stepped up here with the ridiculousness, frankly, at the state level, funding sort of K-12 education, and I know some of the state money was responsible for the Gale Scholars Program, but the foundation, with the lack of a budget the last couple of years, has really kind of helped out and helped keep students going to Sandburg that are in the program.
Yeah, so the foundation for Sandburg, I can't speak for Knox, but for Sandburg actually pays for our student portion of that. So part of this money could also help that need if it came down to it as well. That's the nice thing about this annual fund, is that it's not restricted necessarily to one thing. It's a wide variety, but it doesn't pay our salaries. It doesn't pay operating costs. We have those completely separate. So people know that when they're giving to this fund, they're giving to something that will directly impact the students.
So tell me about some of these 50 trips for 50 years. This is these will be drawn out during a big shindig, if you will, on the 16th.
Yes, right? We're actually going to have the event out at Yum Ford. We went all out with the travel theme. They're going to clear their showroom for us.
You know, and that, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was talking a couple of Saturdays ago on our Galesburg Live program with Lori Sundberg, the college president, and that, you know, the old Lakus Dome, as it were, was something that got a lot of use for charitable causes and special events and things like that. And I was really kind of relieved to see that now that they have the new building up, that that the use is still there, even if it's not in a big fancy dome like structure,
right?
But still in a fancy structure.
It is a beautiful building, and I really hope people, you know, buy a ticket and come out to see it, because it is gorgeous what they've done in there. And we're really excited to dress it up a bit and have some fun. So yeah, it goes along with the travel theme. The event will start at 6 o'clock, but we're not going to close our first silent auction group until about 7:30. So it gives people time to get there and mingle and look at all of the different options. But our 50 trips, I mean, these are just, I'm so excited because they're not, we have some large trips, and then we have some, you know, smaller things.
Yeah, I kind of described it as being trips from everywhere from almost down the street to around the world,
right,
in a lot of respects.
Right. So we even have a trip, well, and I say trip with quotation marks, mm-hmm, because not everybody wants to travel. So we even have some luggage available, just some travel-themed things.
There you go.
But All About Pets here in Galesburg has donated a doggy spa day if you want to take a pet, you know, to their location. Or down in Carthage, we have Lake Hill Winery. Craig Ware is an alum of ours, and he has donated a wine tasting for 12 people with some free bottles of wine. And then, of course, we do have our large getaway trips. So a week in Italy with a culinary, wow, experience. Yes, you get private cooking classes while you're there. I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We also have a dinner by Dr. Mark and Pam Davis and Nels and Linda Lewis. People may be familiar with that, with the Civic Art Center, mm-hmm, summer soiree that they do.
Yeah.
They're doing a similar dinner for us to auction off as well. And then we have some really unique ones, like you can go to New York and see the Rockefeller Plaza tree lighting this November.
I would love that.
Yeah, with some VIP seating. I mean, that's one that I'm really looking forward to. I think that would be really cool to see and have your own special viewing of that.
So are you saying I shouldn't be surprised if the winning name is Stephanie Hilton?
Well, I mean, my husband will be there, and I'm going to give him a list of things that I would like him to go bid on. So we'll leave it up to him to get that done.
Hear that, Stephanie's husband? Rockefeller Center tree lighting?
So there are some awesome things that we have. I mean, I could go on and on about the different options that we have, but it's going to be, you know, a one-time event. We're really thankful for our sponsors that have made this possible. Mm-hmm. And we really hope everyone comes out and joins us. I'm so excited about it.
Tell me about who those sponsors are.
Yeah, so we have our large sponsors, IH Mississippi Valley Credit Union. We have the Register Mail, GNM, Bullis and Sundberg Insurance Services, Yum Ford, of course, for the building. Mm-hmm. Allegra has done all of the printing for us for free. First Mid Bank and Trust, Justin Cook State Farm, Kellogg Printing in Monmouth, Blick Art Materials, Tompkins State Bank, Cherry Street, and Cottage Rehab.
Okay, so how can folks take part? Can they just come out, or do they need to buy tickets, or how does that work?
Well, we do have tickets for sale, and that's what we would prefer, so we can kind of get an idea of the number of people that we should be expecting. But of course, if you just forget and you want to come out, you can pay at the door. We have tickets available on campus. You can get them online very easy, and we'll mail them to you. It's just our website, sandberg.edu/fundraiser. Very, mm-hmm, simple. And then, of course, we have 20 board members all over the district that would be more than happy to help you because they have tickets to sell.
How much are the tickets?
$30. That comes with your food from the packing house.
Oh, very good.
Yes, and then we'll also have a cash bar. We're also going to do a couple other events if traveling is really not your thing, but you really want to support the college. We have a paper airplane flying contest.
So awesome.
Yes, you know, channel that inner child and come out and make a paper airplane. And then the person that gets closest to the target will win a ride in a Stearman plane.
Oh, that's cool.
So kind of goes along with what's going on around Galesburg right now.
Absolutely. Good with the Stearman flying, yeah, this week. Yeah, Stearman this week, and then possibility to win a ride in a Stearman next week.
Exactly.
Not a bad thing for sure. So again, how can folks one more time get tickets and find out more information? So
they can go to sandberg.edu/fundraiser. You can also call the foundation office at 309-341-5327. You can talk to any one of us in the office or any of our board members or really anyone at the college because they're all very familiar with this. Our faculty and staff are just as excited. They're looking forward to coming out and supporting our students as well.
Very good. Stephanie Hilton, Director of Advancement at Carl Sandburg College. Thanks so much for coming in. Best of luck with the donations and destinations 50 trips for 50 years event. Again, September 16th at 6 p.m. out at Yem Ford.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.